First Communications.
Item 578, request of Roberta Palmer to address council regarding a new revenue source to help fund affordable housing, education, and other pressing needs.
Good morning. Name for the record, 3 minutes, please.
Good morning. A few years ago, Portland declared that our homelessness constituted an emergency. Since then, Portland has acted.
I'm sorry. You have to state your name for the record.
Oh, I'm
it's
very
a legal
sorry.
Thing.
Roberta Palmer. I'm a concerned citizen of Portland.
Awesome. Thank you.
And Portland declared a homelessness emergency in 2015. Since then, Portland has acted. Metro has acted. So has the state. But 100,000 Portlanders pay more than 50% of their income for housing and may find themselves on the street during the next economic downturn. Therefore, it seems likely that despite these efforts, the affordable housing problem will only grow. As long as revenue is left on the table, we are not doing all we can. To me, the obvious one is a tax on prepared food and drink. As a food destination that attracts many visitors and tourists, Portland is uniquely situated to benefit from such a tax. It is a fair tax in that those who spend more for food and drink will pay more tax. Unlike the regressive property tax, it does not raise the cost of housing. Some restaurant costs have risen 18% recently, while a 15% tip is commonplace. Plus, therefore, a 1 to 3% tax on prepared food and drink is minuscule in comparison. Yet the revenue stream is huge. If, quote, regressive taxes, such as those on sales, hurt the poor, why is it that Portland is one of the poorest states in the union? Why do the other advanced economies, which employ a huge sales tax in the form of the value-added tax, have far lower poverty rates than the United States and public services that we can only dream of? Ashland and Yahats employ a 5% tax on prepared food and drink, yet their restaurant industries have not folded and tourists continue to visit. I hear that a 1% tax has been advocated, but it will be difficult enough to pass that. Why not go for 2 to 3% and get more revenue? Also, if a public referral can be avoided, please do. Think of Brexit and the Oregon Constitution. Please. What a mess. We can barely elect our representatives. Policy decisions should be left to our representatives. So let me close with the words of Jesus. The foxes have their holes, the birds have their nests, but man has nowhere to lay his head. In the best city in the richest nation on earth, how can this be?
Thank you. Appreciate your
Thank
being
you.
Here.
Thank you.
Next in-